AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
What's going on? This is your boy, Jay Will, your host of the Jay Will Podcast Interviews and Commentary. You can find me on media.rss.com. Just look for Jay Will Podcast Interviews and Commentary. Also, you can find me on the Anointed Radio Network. Also, I'm on all podcast platforms. I also have a syndicated radio show, which is on itsallgospel.com. My show times for that is Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Central Time, and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. You can listen to the show at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I also host the Unsigned Artist Gospel Show along with the Jay Will Gospel Show. You can email me at leewill@gmail.com. That's leewill@gmail.com. You can follow my social media pages on Facebook. It's James Williams Music. On Instagram, it's James Williams 5497. On Twitter, it's at James Williams M1. And on my YouTube channel, it's at James Williams ZS9DO. What's going on? What's going on? Ladies and gentlemen, homies and homemets, home skillets, boys and girls, children and cheerings. I got my idol, my childhood idol, the man with the plan, Mr. Fingers himself, Bishop Bruce V. Allen. How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm fine. I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Hey, you know what? I'm doing blessed, man. I'm just so thrilled and elated to have you back on. Because I've been seeing you doing some good stuff. You've been rolling, you've been doing some concerts, but you just recently released a book.
Yeah, man. Just recently did that, man. And I have to give all honor and praise to God, man, because this is something that, you know, I wouldn't have even imagined that I'd ever do, man.
Wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, just so you understand, this is the maestro. He used to be with Allen and Allen. Jazz compilation, gospel jazz, and you know, some things went on, which we'll get into later, that, you know, that a little later on. But he is a bishop, he is a preacher, but he can still tickle the ivories. And I grew up watching you and listening at you on the different shows and venues, and man, to have the opportunity to bring you in to talk about this book. So what is the title of your book? Tell the people what the title of your book is.
The title of my book is Meditations, Transforming Thoughts of Time.
Wow. So how did you come up with the title of this book?
Well, I tell you, the way that the book came to be, this was during the time I was in Orlando as executive pastor with Alan Wiggins, you know, my buddy. And he had asked me to write a series of devotions for Lent season. And so, you know, I started writing them. And after I'd written them, the Lord told me to go back, you know, and look at these and, you know, and expand them, you know, and expound upon them even more. And so as I was doing this, you know, the word meditations came to me, and, you know, because I was reading in the Psalms, And you know how the Psalms will say Selah.
Right.
And Selah just means to stop and think on this, you know. And so that's really what meditation is about. It's about stopping and thinking upon what you've just experienced or just read. And so, you know, meditations became the title that I would you know put to this book, you know. So
so if the Selah and the meditation are kind of synonymous, they're synonymous to one another. So if we read something or experience something and we take a pause to just ponder what we've just witnessed, that's what that is. So your book provides several of the aha moments or the stop and ponder moments or meditation moments. That's pretty that's pretty awesome. So I noticed in number seven, meditation number seven, it talked about you having a stroke. And I want to know, how did, you know, your Selah moment occur regarding Ephesians 3 and 20? Because you mentioned this. And how did that fit in?
Well, you know, Ephesians says in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly. Another version says to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. And then it says, according to his power that works within you. So, you know, so when I was going through this stroke experience, it wasn't that my playing ability was greatly affected when I really thought about it, but it was my ability to think. My ability to think had been altered. And so I couldn't set my mind on what I had learned and what God was saying to me. I couldn't set my mind on it. So my mind couldn't tell my body what to do.
Wow.
And so I had an interruption there. And so I, you know, when I think about it, when I was writing this, the Lord would give me transformative thoughts about the scripture, transformative thoughts. So like in meditation seven, one of the transformative thoughts that came to mind was God's word will never be a contradiction, but a prediction of its mission.
God's word will never be a contradiction, but a prediction of his mission. Now does that just apply to the word, or the word being applicable in your life? That, because, you know, sometimes we're the only Bible that people are gonna see,
right?
So I guess it kind of has to be both. Wow.
Yeah. Because what I was specifically referring to is sometimes we ask God what is his will, and we think we hear from him, but then what we read his will and we also hear his will, because faith coming by hearing the word of God. So we read his will, we read what God has said in his written word, and then we have to compare that to what we feel that God is speaking to us. And so the two will have to coincide with one another, because God's word will never be a contradiction, but a prediction of his mission. So God's word will never contradict itself. It will always predict what it has said. You follow me?
Yeah. Yes, sir. So, you know, in the word, it says, we are healed mm-hmm. by his stripes.
Mm-hmm.
So that word was a prediction of what was going to happen in your life in order to you to fulfill the obligatories of your mission here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you wrote, I believe God is saying, this is in meditation number 7. I'm going to read a little insert.
Mm-hmm.
I believe God is saying to us that no matter what report or what seems to be happening around us or to us, I've mm-hmm. got to redirect my attention to what his word says, because it is a prediction of God's mm-hmm. mission for my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It makes perfectly good sense to me now.
Yeah, 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 man. You know, and that's the Selah moment. You know, you have to bask in God's word, because the enemy is going to speak things contradictory, to God's word. And so if you're not careful, you're going to be swayed by things that the enemy does, and the enemy has a way of taking our mind, taking our focus, taking our faith away from the spoken things that God has said, and we begin to be swayed, you know, like the disciples were when they were in the boat, and the wind and the waves and everything started, and they were just, you know, they were messed up. They went down in the bow of the ship. They woke Jesus up. They said, "Jesus, what's wrong with you, man? You go let us perish?" And right. Jesus was like, you know, yawning, like, "Oh man, what y'all talking about? I told y'all we were going to the other side." But see, they were distracted by what was going on around them, by their circumstances. And that's what we get sideswiped by, the circumstances. We got to focus on what God said. What did he say? He said we're going to the other side. He didn't tell us, you know, what would happen. He didn't tell us, you know, that we would have, you know, trials, tribulations. He didn't say any of that. He said we're going to the other side. So we have to believe God's word regardless of what's going on and stay focused on that in order to be delivered to the other side of the circumstances that God has spoken to us.
So, I mean, this is pretty powerful. And those of you that are listening to this, you may be thinking within yourself, well, I'm a gospel artist. I'm a songwriter. How does this pertain to me? And I don't want to take the glory away from the bishop right here, right now. But this is so important, because what Bishop Allen has just told us is that That's what right. God has implanted in you, was a prediction of the total mission that God has planned for you. So if you're a songwriter and God has promised you that you're going to be a prolific songwriter, then don't get distracted because the winds are blowing.
Right.
Because he told you, you're going to the other side.
That's right.
He told Abraham he was going to make his name great.
That's right.
So don't get
before he was the daddy, before he was a father, before he was the leader, he told him that.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, but before he was the baby daddy.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm telling him, man, I'm going to make your name great. He's like, dude, I don't even have no scenes yet. I don't even have no mm-hmm. book, no nothing.
That's right. That's right.
But the prediction is always applicable to the mission. Let me read another insert here. A transformative thought, which, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the word speaks for itself. Transformative. These mm-hmm. thoughts should transform your viewpoint and your ideology on things, on how you perceive stuff and how you see yourself, where you see yourself, where you see God taking you. It says, mm-hmm. if I can think or imagine something within the parameters of God's will for my life, he is able to go beyond, man, I feel preachy. He is mm-hmm. able to go beyond whatever I'm imagining. expound on that, sir.
I
felt that.
That's right. If I can think, I told you in this book, in this chapter, that the doctors had diagnosed me. They had said that there was a blockage, a small blockage in one of my arteries leading to my brain. And that's what started, that's what created the problem. It started from a small blockage. And that small blockage was creating a problem that could last forever.
Wow.
And so what Satan does is he takes small things to divert our attention away from what God is telling us and what God wants us to do. So God, if I can think and imagine within the parameters of God, you know, his will for my life, then he is able to go beyond whatever that is that I think about myself. I think that God has said he's able to go beyond that to do the impossible, to make things right for me, to turn things around. And God can turn things around on a dime. He can do it because he created everything. Yeah. And so that's what I'm saying there. That's what I'm saying. If we keep our minds connected to God's mind, he can then go beyond whatever I'm thinking and imagining and pull things back in line.
Wow. So during you know, your illness trial, mm-hmm. if you will, the doctors were saying one thing, your body was experiencing another thing, but your mind was experiencing a total different thing. Because in your mind, you were saying, oh, this ain't gonna be me. I don't care what they say.
That's right. I had to get to that point, though.
Oh yeah.
I had to get to that point because the enemy had caused these circumstantial things that was happening around me to pull my mind and start thinking, I'll never do this. I'll never get back to this. I'll never do what God said that I would do. I'll never. And so God had to arrest my attention and by him not speaking to me, not saying anything, I wasn't getting any confirmation from God for about a year. And that goes back to me hearing this preacher says when a teacher is giving a test to the class, the teacher doesn't say anything. He doesn't answer any questions. He doesn't. So I wasn't getting any answers. God was testing me to see what I would do, to see was my faith in place. And so after about a year and a half of not hearing anything from God, he said this to me, Bruce, if you trust me, I can do more with what you have left than what you had before. And so that was my aha moment. That was the moment that began the turnaround in my mind and caused my mind to start thinking on the things that God had promised. And so the more I leaned on the promises of God, the more God pulled me up out of this dark hole.
Wow. This is quite phenomenal. But see, that all ties back into now unto him who is able.
Yes, yes, yes. Now unto him who is him. Able.
You had that aha moment. You said, wait a minute now. Now unto him that is able.
That's right.
Do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ask or think, according to his
now could be a verb, or now could be a noun.
Yeah,
it could be a noun, you know, a person, place, or thing, or you know, and then it could be a verb modifying he's able. So God was telling me that I'm the person, place, or thing that is able to do whatever you need me to do, but you have to believe that.
Yeah. So I'm going to expound on that just a minute, but tell the people, where can they find your book?
They can find my book on Amazon. Go to Amazon, look up Meditations, Transforming Thoughts of Time by Bruce V. Allen. And I encourage musicians, I encourage everyone to go and get this book, because it's going to encourage you no matter where you are in your walk with God. I'm telling you, it will encourage you. And take it from me. I'm a person that, you know, came out of a dark place, you know, a very dark place. And God, it took 12 years, you know, that's the number of order. It took 12 years. It wasn't no one time touch and I'm up and healed. And 12 years that God was walking me through and teaching me things about myself.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, his name is not the honorary Bishop Bruce V. Allen. He's the actual bishop. And I'm sure y'all going to want to hear his personal testimony and may even have him come bring a word to your church. So, Bishop, give the people your email address if they want you to come talk about your book and your experience with various congregations around the world.
My email address is ballen2914@gmail.com. That's ballen2914@gmail.com. And J. Will, can I give them my website also?
Absolutely.
My website is bvallenmusic.org. That's B as in Victor, allenmusic.org. And you can hear my testimony. You can see where I gave my testimony on there. You can see various interviews on my website. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want to get this book, and you're also going to want to get his latest music project called The Comeback. Got some powerful stuff on that. Oh, my God. So, man, I've been listening to your music for years, but
thank you,
man. But to see where God has blessed you from is an encouragement and a testament to me. To hear you laugh and to see you smile and to see you still doing stuff that you like doing because God has gifted you to do it, but you love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the enemy tried to take away, God says, nope, now unto him. But man, we got to go. We don't run out of time, but Bishop, I love you, man. And I'm still praying for you. I'm glad you wanted to talk a little of me again. I appreciate you.
Oh, man. I definitely want to speak with you, man. I definitely wanted to talk to you. And I, you know, am grateful and indebted to you for allowing me to come and to speak to your audience. You know, that means so much to me. Yes.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I'm always a phone call away. For more information on how you can be a part of the J Will podcast, why don't you shoot me an email at LeeWill@gmail.com. That's LeeWill@gmail.com. Follow me on my social media. It's James Williams Music on Facebook, James Williams 5497 on Instagram, at James Williams Music 1 on Twitter, and at James Williams Music ZS9DO on my YouTube channel.